Chinese, Southeast Asian ride-hailing firms iHong Kong, amid licensing rote. Transport Chief says more than 7,500 people have applied for new combined taxi and ride-hailing vehicle written test. More ride-hailing platform operators from mainland China and Southeast Asia have approached the Hong Kong government about entering the city's market ahead of the launch of licensed operations, the transport minister has revealed. Secretary for Transport and Logistics Mabel Chan also said on Sunday that more than 7,500 people had applied for the new combined taxi and ride-hailing vehicle written test, calling the number a very good and positive sign. "We hope there will be more competition and greater diversity, which will provide more choices for residents and future ride-hailing drivers," she said on a television program. Hong Kong legalized ride-hailing services earlier this year, requiring platforms, vehicles, and drivers to obtain separate licenses or permits. Although the new regulatory regime took effect on August 3, the first licensed services are not expected to launch until later this year. Chan said the operators included established companies that Hong Kongers might have encountered while visiting the mainland or Southeast Asia, but she did not identify them or disclose how many had made contact.